Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Shall we dive into this?
Let's do it. This boring ass episode. Yes.
Episode of the bad. So, okay. We have Genevieve and Shanae who are off on their 2-on-1 date. All the ladies back home are like sitting around talking about it. Like, what the hell is about to happen?
Genevieve's strategy. Yeah. Shanae's
strategy.
Like, oh, God.
Like, what the hell is going to happen? Meanwhile, at Niagara Falls, where Genevieve and Shanae are, they are, you know, sitting with Clay and Bake, cheersing to vulnerability and falling in love, and Clayton pulls Genevieve to chat first, and she's, like, very emotional, like, from the beginning. I think she
starts crying
immediately. Yeah. I think she's just overwhelmed that she's, like, on a 2-on-1, which is, like, never a good
look. It hasn't happened in a while.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It's just not a good one. So she's definitely in her head about that. And then she's with this evil witch, Shanae.
Yeah. Yep.
So that sucks. But yeah, she's crying. She's telling him that, like, this week has been just, like, very tough for her. The house has been off, you know, very awkward. Being vulnerable is not very easy for her. And she's, like, apologizing if she seems distant. I'm sorry to say this, but I had to give Genevieve my Becky of the Week in this moment.
Oh my God.
Girl, this is not your time to be crying boo-boo-boo to Clambake. This is your moment to be throwing Shanae under the bus.
Under the bus.
What the fuck is this strategy she got here? Because this ain't it.
Yeah. Nope.
If you know Shanae best at all, and you've seen her for the last 3 weeks how she's operated, she gonna be doing the exact opposite on her side. She ain't gonna be crying. She be coming up with lies and throwing your ass under the bus. So this whole oh, it's so sad, it's been a tough week, this ain't it. This is not the strategy. It's just, there's a misuse of these tears. Like, I was just
they're misplaced.
I'm like, come on, Genevieve, you know who you're up against. You sat in that car for what somebody showed on Facebook, I think, the drive from where they are in Toronto, I guess, to Niagara Falls. Her and Shanae were in that car, the SUV, for like an hour and a half driving to this date.
Oh, that's way too
That is way too long.
Nah,
so you sat there for 90 minutes and then put together a better strategy than this? No.
No, she couldn't. She was too caught up in her own emotions.
Too caught up in her basically. She was too caught up and overwhelmed and didn't come with anything.
Nope.
Oh my God. But yeah, she's like, you know, if you have any questions about anything, please come to me. Please ask me. Which is like, I guess, her roundabout way of saying, you know, if you have any questions about Shanae, ask me. But
about Shanae, you know, he don't have no damn questions for Shanae.
You have to, like,
you've been believing her this whole time,
right?
You don't have no questions,
right? So if you want him to really dig in about Shanae, you're gonna have to bring it up yourself. And she was
yourself
not doing that, which I thought was a very stupid move.
Yeah, I agree.
Meanwhile, with Shanae. That creepy, like, horror music, horror movie music, whenever Shanae's on the screen.
It's like not from, it's yeah, it sounds like the music from Us that they did the remix of I Got Five on it. It sounds like the backtrack of that. Oh my god,
so creepy but so fitting for this evil ass character.
So fitting. Yes. She is like Cruella de Vil, she's Ursula, she's Maleficent, she's all of them wrapped up into one.
All of them. I'm actually giving my invite to the cookout to the music supervisor, whoever came up with this.
A great one. Yes. We haven't heard this music yet.
No,
right?
Have not. I like it. It's great for Shanae. Yes. So now Clayton sits with Shanae and he's like, you know, we have a very good connection, but you know, obviously there's some tension. You know, thank you so much for apologizing to the group. How have things been going since then? And Shanae, it'll take her 2 seconds, but to just immediately start throwing
nothing. And you know what? Also, he gave her quite a few prompts.
Yes.
He sat down with Genevieve and was like, hey, how's it going? And all of a sudden she burst into tears. Yeah. And then he's going to give this one, oh, I know you did this. I know you did that. How's that going? Quite a few setups for success.
For success, exactly.
Which she knows she was going to have. Mm-hmm. Which is why she came with this fire-ass lie that she This is a great lie.
What did she say?
Woo! She said that Genevieve is acting. She said, to have somebody in the house who has an actress vibe is, you know, getting a little awkward. Mm-hmm. And she's telling you she wants to be here. But I heard her say that she's ready to go home, which is probably true. She probably did hear say that she wants to go home.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. There's something about this ingenuity that I can appreciate.
I'm telling y'all, we said it last week. Shanae needs to get back on the job hunt.
She does. I don't know. Like, and also there's something that's very exposing about it that I think you and I as Black women don't have. Mm. We don't have the insight into this like Karen mindset of just picking on people for existing. Mm. We don't have that.
No.
I have no idea what kind of narrative that's like.
Mm.
And she gives it to us. Mm-hmm. Now I know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, this is how you do it. You take what somebody says, you spin it all the way 180 just to benefit you.
Straight up.
And she did a great job. And barely any crying, but she managed to squeeze some
out some tears. But yeah, that was a great line. Pulling the actress vibes, that's never a good, because no lead wants to keep around somebody who's maybe an actress or model or seeking some type of, you know, whatever. So she knew exactly what she was doing with that one. And pushed out them fake ass tears and talked about how she's been single for 5 years, she's never been in love, she's 29, and like she just really wants to be here, and like, you know, he shouldn't be, you know, here with anyone who's fake or dishonest and blah blah blah.
Right. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now, literally after them tears, the next clip is her in her interview. Like, woohoo! I cried, everyone! Woohoo! Go tears! I'm like, wow, this bitch is diabolical again.
This is how they act.
Yeah.
This is how all those girls, you remember, oh my god, that girl who was like bent over the police car, she was crying so hard. The girl who called the police on the barbecue. Oh my gosh, she was one of the first. I'll have to send you a clip of her.
Yes.
She was one of the first. She had the Oakley sunglasses.
She's like a meme now. Yes.
Yes, she's a meme.
That Black family that was having that barbecue. Yes. I don't know nothing about this life.
After she did that, this is her. That little Shanae dance.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what she did.
That shit is so dangerous. And fascinating and to watch, and we capture it almost every season on The Bachelorette or on The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
There's always one little white girl in there who is usually blonde. I don't know what this is. Shout out! I love my blonde white sisters, but it's usually one of y'all. It was MJ on Matt James.
Oh God!
This
shout out to Jody.
Love y'all, but there's a pattern here, and here it is again. It's usually one of them crying the big tears. Them tears come down so fast. Them lies come so quick and so easy.
So quick, it's
like
crazy
to see, and they capture it every time on film on this show.
She's
cheersing and she's like, you know, hooting hollering in her interview, and this getting a rose tonight is gonna be better than sex. Like, just so extra. And yeah, Clayton is still, he's making out with her, you know, that there's still a lot I want to see from you, and just still giving her a lot of validation.
A lot of, yep.
Yeah.
A lot
of validation. Yep. So Clambake comes back. He sits between Shanae and Genevieve. And he's like, you know, I learned a lot today. And I ultimately, you know, only have one rose to give. And picks up the rose and turns to Genevieve and is like, you know, I do have to ask you something to be, you know, you have to be honest with me. Are you an actress and are you lying to me?
Why does he ask? This absolutely got my Becky of the Week, and I might give out two or three.
I think I gave out two.
Why would anyone ever say yes? You are setting up the liar for success. So you said the producers made you keep her. And setting up this girl who started crying immediately as soon as she sat down with you for failure.
Mm-hmm. For failure.
No one would ever say, oh, you got me.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which, you know, is very important to me.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
That's not going to happen, especially not an actress.
Especially not someone who was actually an actress. Like,
what? Oh my God. This was so, there was no introversion for somebody who steps away to think as much as he does. He comes back with like the lowest flame. He comes back with no heat whatsoever. Nothing.
None.
Lukewarm.
None. Oh God. And just to ask that question with Shanae sitting right there.
Yep.
Obviously, Genevieve knows that came from Shanae.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then obviously, Clayton, you saying this to Genevieve, you're not suddenly going to become the referee. Like, he wasn't going to suddenly turn to Shanae and be like, well, you said so-and-so. So I'm like, what were you setting up here? Where is Genevieve going to go from here? Where was this conversation going to go? Like, man, he is not the brightest.
No! God!
Not at all. So Genevieve, she's stunned.
Yeah,
she's
was
speechless. She's just like
she just turned and looked at the floor like that Lisa Simpson.
Yeah.
Like, what? Oh my God.
Totally caught off guard. literally asks him, like, is there a reason that this question is being asked? Because this doesn't even make sense to me. Mm-hmm. Like, what are we talking about right now? And of course, as we said, like a fool, he can't say, well, Shanae said, you know, this is where, you know, where it's coming from. So all he can do at that moment is get up and walk away. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which is exactly what he did. Got up, walked away, collected himself. Which I don't even, what is going on in his brain during those moments of collecting himself? Because ain't much be coming from him.
Nothing ever. I really want to know if he asked them to like run the footage back and see Shanae's face. That's what I hope he did. That requires a lot of strategy.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot. I don't think he.
I don't know. He used to be a football player. You know, those rules aren't the easiest. So maybe he has mm-hmm. that kind of strategic. Yeah. You know, kind of brain. I'm thinking no, but maybe.
I'm thinking no, yeah. I don't know. So, he goes, stands off by himself mm-hmm. to think of who knows what, comes back, and Shanae turns to them and is like, she admits that she overheard Genevieve talking about
another
going home.
Genius move. She admits to everything she does.
Oh, yeah. Owns up to it immediately.
Woo!
Yes. Yep. Mm. Yep. Owns up, lets them know she was the one who said it. Genevieve, again, is just caught off guard, which I don't know why she's so caught off guard, because you've literally been watching this evil witch operate like this for the past three weeks. I don't know why this is like news to you that she was going to lie on your ass. And Genevieve's just like, again, stunned. Like, literally, she just... just like can't believe this is happening to her. And then Clayton kind of pulls a switcheroo, which again, what happened off screen?
Yeah,
what happened when he was talking with the producers? We don't really get the explanation. We just get him pretty much saying, "Shanae, I'm sorry, I can't give you this rose. Right. I can't find it in my heart to give you this rose. Genevieve, will you accept the rose?" Mm-hmm. And then they hug. Him and Genevieve walk off. He doesn't even look back at Shanae,
which tells me that some producer said something. Like he got intel of something that happened that he didn't know before he got up. Something.
Yeah.
I hope.
Because it's everything was set up that Shanae was going to get the rose.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so he walks off camera. I don't know what happened there.
Yeah.
Where they finally allowed him to send her home mm-hmm. or whatever mm-hmm. we want to say this mm-hmm. is. So, Shanae, she's out of here, finally. God damn. Mm-hmm. And back with the ladies, the, like, PA comes in, picks up her luggage, mm-hmm. and all the girls are, like, going nuts.
Literally, it was, like, the Super Bowl. It was
it's, like, crazy. New Year's.
Yes, it was, like, New Year's. It was wild.
Popping champagne. Yep. Ding dong. The witch is dead.
The herpes outbreak is gone. Like, damn. Hated this bitch.
They hated her. And she stirred a ruckus in this house She terrorized these people.
Yep.
Terrorized that. And probably has all of them thinking very differently about Clayton, too.
Really glad... Mara said something where she was like, this is a win for Clayton and for all of us to like have faith to still like him, basically.
Straight up, because their faith was dwindling. I'm sure for some of them deep down mm-hmm. they really don't fuck with him no more mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. whatever, they're gonna go with the process. So it's rose ceremony night, time for the cocktail party. Genevieve is back with her rose mm-hmm. and talking about, you know, the relief of Shanae being sent mm-hmm. home. They're all excited and happy and all of that. Clambake rolls up and he too is talking about like it's just a new fresh vibe in the house and like
get the all hell out of here. This is your fault. This is your show.
I'm just still annoyed. Yeah. Like I'm sad thinking about Elizabeth and Sierra who got sent home.
Me too, and Sierra, this. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
This mm-hmm. crazy, ignorant, evil terrorist that you kept around for 5 weeks.
Because you
Clayton and the ladies, both of y'all let that shit happen.
Well, kind of. So, I'm not gonna blame after Lindsay's little explanation.
That's true.
I'm not blaming them. Yeah. Clayton, you liked her. And if the producers made you keep her, you wouldn't be picking her up at the bar and making out with her on top of the bar after all this. That's that wouldn't true. happen.
He wouldn't be making out with her on the 2-on-1. He was still kissing that girl on the 2-on-1. Like, what?
Oh my God.
So, yeah, they could talk about all this new leaf, new page, whatever the hell, but this is crazy to me.
Oh my God.
Like, so anyway, Sarah pulls him first,
mm-hmm.
and they talk about Shanae, you know, going home, and Sarah's talking about how she feels so confident in them, mm-hmm. and she said things are feeling like real life, which I didn't know what that meant.
Me either, because girl, the deeper you get into the show, the farther away from real life you get. So I don't know what you're talking about, Miss Sarah.
I don't know what she was saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was a confusing statement. But yeah, they make out. She's super confident she'll get the rose. Yeah. She's super confident and ready for hometowns. Like, Sarah is talking the talk.
Which I didn't know we were that far in. We were talking about hometowns already.
Didn't realize that either. Yeah. Because it's still like 9 of them left, easily. I feel like, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Hometowns is what, 4? Y'all got some 4. Time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Relax. Yeah. Then we have Rachel, mm-hmm. the pilot,
mm-hmm.
and Clambake. And she's just like, I just feel like we're on another level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they make out and she's like looking him in his eyes. You have no idea what I'm feeling right now. And he's like, looking at me because I'm feeling the exact same way.
Your face. They have like... they're capturing that like cosmic thing that Lauren and Ari said that they had,
yes.
and that other people said that they had, that were like, no, you don't. Mm-hmm. They're getting it, because I get it. I'm like, okay, I could definitely see this person being his wife for sure.
Yeah, I see it too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I see it more with her than I think any of the other ladies.
Anyone else?
Definitely more than him and Sarah. Sarah feels and talks and is very confident, but I myself am not that confident in that pairing.
No.
But Rachel and Clambake, there's that cosmic whatever shit that we're not seeing that mm-hmm. they seem to have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, back with the ladies, Mara is getting very anxious.
Yeah.
She's not gotten significant time
mm-hmm.
in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And she's now obviously getting anxious because she's seeing all these connections flourishing. Rachel and him, Sarah mm-hmm. and him. Like, you can't deny the shit that you're seeing in front of your face.
Yep.
And you over here is still tap dancing for like 1-on-1 time on a group date.
Yeah.
Like, that shit sucks. That sucks. So she sets up a little, she gets a little budget, you know, mm-hmm. she sets up a little 1-on-1 mm-hmm. time during the group date. And they're in Canada, so she brought like poutine mm-hmm. and fries and was, you know, pouring the gravy over it, whatever. They're having a good little laugh. And they are there for maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah.
When Serene comes and interrupts.
Looking fantastic. If I
looking
say
amazing.
So. So great.
Per usual. Mm-hmm. Yes. And yeah, Mara just like storms off mm-hmm. pissed. And again, you don't have to get up. She could have easily said to Serene, I'm so sorry. Love you, Serene, but we just got 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, please, I'm begging you. You had a 1-on-1. Can I just get a little... Like, you can advocate for yourself in that moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you could say, like, oh, we're not done with the fries or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She had an excuse or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, guys. That's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap...
Head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.